Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac is here, ready to go. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it and making the Bob Almanac all that it can be and more. Don't you think, Neil?
It's outstanding. Okay. We're very happy for your company.
Friday, June 14th. That is today, a week from the official start of summer, 165th day of the year. We have exactly 200 left. And we have some patriotic things to cover today on the Almanac. The first one, 1775, the Continental Army was founded by the Second Continental Congress for purposes of common defense, but they also knew that they were eventually going to fight a war with Britain.
Yep,
and
it was
England
brewing.
For revolution. And then tomorrow, June 15th, 1775, George Washington was appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. And then it was 2 years later, 1777, that the U.S. Continental Congress adopts the Stars and Stripes flag as our flag.
On this day, right?
Yes, and it's Flag Day today because of that.
Yes.
It replaced the Grand Union flag, which had the 13 stripes, red and white alternating, but instead of the stars in the corner, it had the Union Jack.
Oh, yeah.
And we removed the Union Jack. We didn't want that anymore.
Nope.
Obviously.
Moving
and,
away
and put,
from that.
Put the stars in there, 13. That was 1777.
Very nice.
1881, for those people who wanted to play piano but were just too lazy to learn, the player piano was patented by John McTammany Jr. in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
That's pretty impressive.
Do you prefer the player piano that has the paper roll?
Yes.
Or the one that has the big kind of metal disc that spins around? You've probably seen both varieties.
Yes.
Watching as many old westerns as you do, Neil, and you've probably been in a saloon or two that has one of those.
Yes, I have.
You have a preference?
I like the paper roll.
This is 1942. This is the day that Anne Frank wrote her first entry into her diary.
Good.
1942, as they were in hiding.
Tough times.
Yes, in 1942. So that first entry in Anne Frank's diner, or they say Anne Frank's diary was today, 1942. Also, it's a big day when it comes to computers.
To meet this need for high-speed data processing, the scientists and technicians of the Eckert-Mauchly Division of Remington Rand have created a miracle of electronic development. UNIVAC. A complete electronic system for sorting, classifying, computing, and decision-making.
It was a big deal. It was UNIVAC. It was unveiled in Washington, D.C., world's first commercial computer. They used it for the census, the 52 census. It weighed 16,000 pounds. And the funny thing is now your phone that you hold in your hand,
right,
which weighs less than a pound, just a few ounces, has so much more computing power than that one.
What was
UNIVAC
that year?
1951.
Wow.
54. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed an order adding the words "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
My Pledge of Allegiance, the one that I would read and recite and say out loud, does have that in it.
Yes.
But it's become controversial.
Which is, to me, a joke.
1954. 1976, on this day, there have been a lot of different talent shows. And if you want to debate the best talent shows of all time, there's this one and then everything else.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host and the star of our show, the incurably outrageous Mr. Chuck Berry.
The Gong Show, ladies and gentlemen. Cue up Gene Gene, the dancing machine, and the unknown comic.
Right.
Jamie Farr was always a great judge on the Gong Show. Maybe one of the best.
The unknown comic did a lot for grocery bags. He really did.
Right. And, you know, once they went to the plastics, I think he actually suffocated. And I don't think he's no longer with us.
No,
they went to the
yeah.
plastic bags.
It was a horrible accident.
From the paper. So that was in 76. 89, we broke ground for the Mall of America.
Oh, boy.
Met Stadium gone. Mall of America breaking ground this date in 89. Also 89.
Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor says now that she wishes she had slapped harder when she hit the Beverly Hills cop who then arrested her.
That's what happened. I don't know how hard Zsa Zsa Gabor can slap. Maybe that was the hardest.
Yeah.
But she was arrested for slapping a Beverly Hills motorcycle patrolman, pulled her over for expired tabs.
Right.
One of her handlers, I'm sure, got fired over that, because I'm pretty sure Zsa Zsa Gabor at that point in time in her life wasn't the one that was renewing her tabs.
Right.
And her license. And
putting them on, yeah.
Her licensure. So she spent a few days in jail because of that,
up.
If you remember. Yeah. And then it was 2 years ago that this was happening.
An all-out gun battle. As Capitol Hill police and Alexandria officers engaged a lone gunman, 66-year-old James Hutchinson, targeting Republican members of Congress who were practicing for a charity baseball game.
Unbelievable. Two years ago, that guy... He goes up and says, are these Democrats or Republicans? And somebody in the crowd or watch around said Republicans. And he went, took his gun, grabbed his gun, and started shooting.
Just ridiculous.
Steve Scalise was the one who was most seriously injured. Mm-hmm. That was in Washington this date, 2017. Ready for birthdays? Let's go to the Jefferson apartment.
Hello, Florence.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. They're in the bedroom.
Would you tell them I'm here, please?
She's here!
How about a Bloody Mary?
No, thanks. I don't drink while I'm working.
She was good. She was a good maid.
She was indeed.
Yeah. The amount of times that she would talk back to George Jefferson, I'm surprised that he must have loved her.
Right. Or she had pictures or something.
Yeah, he would have fired her a long time ago. But Marla Gibbs, 88. And did you see when they did the All in the Family Jeffersons live thing with Jamie Foxx and Woody Harrelson and that?
I did not.
Did you even know what was going on?
No.
It was great. Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson. He had the walk down. He was fantastic. And Marissa Tomei was also very good as
Edith. When was
that? That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
ABC
did it.
Yeah, you missed it somehow. You weren't paying attention.
I only watched Gunsmoke.
You were too busy watching Gunsmoke. That's right. So, Marla Gibbs, 88 today. She was Florence.
She was good.
Listen to this organ. Rod Argent, the namesake of the group Argent, Hold Your Head Up, Hold Your Head High. He's 74 today. Happy birthday.
He can still play.
Our president, Donald Trump, he is 73 today.
73
for 45 here today. The big ragu.
Who is it?
How quick they forget.
Well, Carmine, you didn't knock your knock.
Yeah, well, forget my knock. I gotta talk to you. Mrs. B told me you're going out with some decrepit old geezer.
Oh, wait a minute. That decrepit old geezer's in the room.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and Shirley Feeney looking fine. But anyway, Carmine, the big ragu, Eddie Mecca, who was a triple threat. The guy could sing, he could dance, and he was like Milwaukee Gold Glove champ.
Right.
Helped the Fonz out of a bind every now and then.
Yep.
Eddie Mecca, Carmine Ragusa. Yeah. Is 67 today.
With a name like the Big Ragu, you got something going on.
You would say.
I don't want him to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Hey, he can be my defensive coordinator any day.
Wow.
Any day, yeah. And if there's an opening for the Vikings, if they need a defensive coordinator, I would call Will Patton Remember the Titans. He is 65 today. What are your recollections about listening and jamming you and your buddies to Culture Club?
Well,
that was more my era.
Yeah, I quickly changed the channel.
Good pop tunes. Boy George, his real name George O'Dowd.
Never worked for me.
He's 58. Happy birthday, Boy George. Steffi Graf.
Oh.
Still with, what's his name?
I don't think so.
Andre Agassi?
I don't know. She's the
big 5-0. She won a lot of
good tennis
titles. Yes, yeah, Steffi Graf.
A German.
She is 50 today. And Kevin McHale, for some reason,
really?
Has gone in back in time. He's listed only as 31.
That
which would
right.
Still put him in his career with the Celtics. But, oh, wait, different Kevin McHale.
Oh.
I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with
myself. Not the Hibbing native, but the actor who was on Glee.
He was
the one in the wheelchair. I remember there was a lot of controversy because American with Disabilities Organization, whatever it was, they were unhappy that they didn't give that role to somebody who was actually in a wheelchair.
I see.
Who could sing. But Kevin McHale, 31.
And are we on to Gone But Not Forgotten at this point?
That's your cue.
Let's do it. Gone But Not Forgotten. Writer Harriet Beecher Stowe. Some of us had to read her works in history class. Uncle Tom's Cabin was something she did, born on this day, 1811. The guy who gave us the name, he kind of was the one who came up with, I don't want to say discovered, but he's a guy who Alzheimer's and brought it to the forefront. Dr. Alois Alzheimer, 1864. Singer and Academy Award-winning actor, show narratives.
A little bit of tear let me down. Spoil my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make
you
a frown.
You forgot Goatee Innovator.
Goatee Innovator, for sure.
When you said you were leaving tomorrow.
The bespeckled goatee. Was our last and Burl Ives, his name, the great Burl Ives, born on this day, 1909. 7 years later, actress Dorothy McGuire, born on this day.
It was lucky for us, son, but it weren't lucky for old Yeller.
Chewed up some, but he ain't bad hurt.
Chewed up
some. No wolf in his right mind would have jumped us at the fire. Not even a loafer wolf. That wolf was mad.
She knows a rabid wolf when she sees one.
Yeah, who didn't cry at the end of Old Yeller? We see her showing. Dorothy McGuire was the mom there, 1916. Remember Sam Wanamaker? He's in there. We've moved on to Junior Walker.
Do the Jack Benny. I'm doing my best James Dean is what I'm doing right
That's
now.
Pretty good. Junior Walker and the All-Stars, then born on this day, Junior Walker, R&B singer, 1931. What about Ronaldo Obie Benson?
Ain't no woman like the one I got. No, no. Ain't no woman like the one I got.
I kiss the ground you walk on.
Well, well. Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Born on this day, 1937, Obie Benson, member of the group The Four Tops right there. And one more, maybe the greatest women's basketball coach of all time, Pat Summitt, who took Tennessee, the Volunteers, to many a title and very well respected. Born on this day, 1952, we lost her a couple years ago to cancer. She's gone, and they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Last chance to win these tickets. The Moondance Jam and Country, Blackhawk, Neil McCoy, Aaron Watson, Devin Worley Band, Chris Hockey.
Shane
next
Martin,
weekend.
Shalo Lee.
June 20th through
Sailor
the 22nd.
Creek.
We're just throwing Neil Freeman. Why don't you put Neil
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, right. I don't.
Picking the banjo. Right. So this is our last chance to win this pair of tickets. These pairs, we've had a number of pairs, Julie, Larry, Ken, Dan, all winners here this week.
Okay.
And here is the quiz question. Carmine from Laverne and Shirley, Eddie Mecca, the big 6'7" today. Again, mentioned it a couple times. What was his nickname on Laverne and Shirley?
It's a dandy.
He wasn't, unless I'll give you a clue. He wasn't the big Prego. Okay.
Right.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. You call, we answer, you correctly answer, you win.
You win.
It's easy as that. I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'm heading to St. Cloud, Dick Putz Field. I'm going to
webcast some
state baseball. Yeah, prepspotlight.tv. A quick plug for them. A little state tournament baseball today.
And I get the all-request luncher. Can I call you if I run into a snag?
Well, I was going to request a song. I hope you don't come in and run into a snag.
I won't.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I've got it going easy autopilot.
I'm
going to
do my best.
Start a bobathon here.
Okay.
Or a long list. Are we still calling it a bobathon?
Sometimes.
Or is it just me?
I don't know.
I love that title. I thought it was genius
when
you came up with it.
And it doesn't have to be 16 songs to be a bobathon.
No. I mean, did the old Bob come up with that? And then did we steal
that?
No.
We originated.
Okay, good. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker, comeback song. Kathy Mattea, Come From the Heart, or Diamond Rio, How Your Love Makes Me Feel.
I'm going to go Diamond Rio.
Good one. Neil, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Jim.
Bye-bye.
All you need for...